The Gamer's Haven Snippets Mini Reviews. A quick look at some of the games we play, be it card games, board games, or role-playing games. Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. With a huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
All right, today on the Gamer's Haven, I will be reviewing a book that's licensed from Chaosium, or by Chaosium. It's Rome, The Life and Death of the Republic. Again, another Cubicle 7. This is a paperback. It's based on the basic role-playing.
Yeah, the basic role-playing system is the same system that the regular Call of Cthulhu runs on. They've released it as a generic system as well.
The basic role-playing system?
Now,
yeah, actually the basic role-playing system was created before the Call of Cthulhu game was created, because the original Call of Cthulhu book
has not been readily available for a long time.
No.
Now it has its own core book again. So.
The original release of the Call of Cthulhu role-playing game actually had the BRP core system rulebook with the supplement to run Call of Cthulhu, because that second edition Call of Cthulhu book I have references
it's
the BRP rulebook.
Percentile dice-based system. So.
Right. Now, first of
and
all...
And heavy skill use.
This book
is
windows up? $35. $35. It is black and white. It is filled with maps. It is filled with ancient art. It's filled with ancient pictures of ancient, you know, statues. This book, I don't even care about the basic role-playing rules. If you like Rome,
you'll like this book.
Whether from the Republic on, this book is awesome. I they have done so well in their research and in their flavor. It goes from the basics of Roman society, the actual society, how it's made up, things like that, to culture, to jobs, to the military, to the different areas in the Roman Empire and the Republic. It talks about, you know, the money system, religion, philosophy. For those of you who are using, you know, magic, it talks about magic from a Roman standpoint. There is a chapter on characters and Roman names.
Nice.
Awesome.
It's... For someone who likes and Roman snobbery, that's one thing in this book is you'll find these little side sidebars that just list something random, and well, it has something to do with the chapter, obviously,
right?
But it's neat because it'll throw something a little bit different in there. There's also Latin phrases on the sides of the page with the actual translation underneath it. And in the beginning, this is what I just love. The whole Senate and people of Rome, the whole thing listed out.
Oh, the whole?
SPQR, look at that.
SPQR.
Yep. Oh, nice.
Senatori, now, Populi, Quorum, Republica,
Then it has a timeline?
Timeline from all the way from the beginning. It lists famous people, Marcus, Cicero,
Gaius Julius Caesar.
It lists the actual history. It lists what Rome would consider, like, monsters of the time, from animals
to centaurs.
Well, a lot of the fantasy monsters, they start with animals because animals themselves were pretty nasty. I mean,
lions and
Because
remember, there was a European lion at that point in time, and because of the Roman, Empire, it became extinct.
Rome was so far. I mean, they have rhinos in here and crocodiles, but then they go into mythical creatures.
Because they imported them,
like basilisk,
like giraffes.
They have basilisk.
Basilisk?
Yeah.
Is it? I didn't realize it was basilisk. I thought it was basilisk.
It's a basilisk.
B-A-S-K-I-L-I-S-K?
Yeah.
Cool.
Now, there's the Roman.
Is that the verbiage? Roman name?
No, that's the actual.
Here, let me see.
The Roman name.
I've always pronounced it wrong then.
No, it's just basilisk.
Basilisk.
Yeah.
Basilicus. Basiliscus.
It's pronounced the same way. They have demons from Rome.
I've been mispronouncing it.
Dragons, if you really want to have Roman dragons.
So if
dragons.
You want it to be a fantasy type of game.
Boobies.
There are boobies in there.
Now, that's one thing, actually, in this book, as on a more serious note. This Rome was not a place for children.
No.
They have chapters of... They have a chapter about prostitution.
Yeah.
And they have a whole...
So this sounds very much like if you watched and liked that TV series Rome...
Right, and wanted to play it,
then...
To give you an idea of how oversexed Rome was, when the History Channel did their really in-deep shows on Rome, the two-week thing of in-deep shows on the Rome, even they could not do a show without having nudity in it. Because it's just sex and political intrigue and murder and all that stuff was so heavily ingrained
in
the core
it's part of the
Roman,
culture, too.
Of the Roman culture, just you couldn't
important.
Get away with it. You couldn't get away from it.
This is how... This is the list of different names for different types of prostitutes. That list is ridiculous.
It's like a half a page.
Yes.
I'm sorry,
and they
I know that's mean.
Define all of them. I mean, this is not a book that's for kids. It's a book that, if you were going to run this game, it really would be probably a very adult game, because I'm sorry, Rome, that was part of their culture. The monsters in here are definitely just right out of myth. They're horrifying. They will kill you. They're not nice. And then in the end, they talk about Roman actual campaigns. Latin profanity. How to curse
Pinacone?
In the ancient world.
Pinacone.
General insults.
Take pessime. Shut
they
up,
have
slave.
Some of the...
Or shut up, pest.
They have the 12 tables, some of which were lost, but those are laws. And then obviously
the Roman laws
were
really well laid out.
So, if you like history... Whether you really care about role-playing games or not, this is a great book.
Who's the writer on it?
Oh, the writer, Pete Nash.
Pete Nash. Peter Nash.
And he had quite a few Latin. There's a Dr. Phil from Oxford. Oxford.
Whoever did this did a very excellent
maps playtest.
Excellent research job on it.
Actually, the playtesting group is Adrian Wright and the Eternal Straw Dogs. I don't know who they are. The nice thing also, they have another one. This isn't a Roman book. This is based on a historical based accuracy setting. That's basically European history from. Like the Knights Templar on.
Oh, nice. Without the magic?
With magic, if you want it. It's a magical flavor. Basically, it's like learning astrology, sorcery from the Holy Roman Emperor's court. Stupor Mundi, Frederick II.
Cool.
It's $35. Now, for a source book, that's actually worth it.
Mm-hmm. The amount of information you're going to be able to pull
for
out
the
of that
amount
is
of information.
Incredible.
If you're going to run a Roman, any kind of Roman game in any setting, it sounds
if
like.
If you are building a Roman esque group and you don't want to do all the work, this is great because
this
it's
does
already
the work
been
for
done.
You, apparently.
It does. So I give this a, because of the information and how in depth, I give it a 4.
4 out of 5? Cool.
Artwork, well, the artwork is cool because it's historical, but it's not it's not a beautiful book like some we've talked about. But this book is just a neat book. So if there are other historical books are like this, this is something I would try to get on your show.
It's written by Chaosium, right?
Yeah.
Chaosium
It's licensed
the BRP system through Chaosium.
Alphatar Games?
Yeah. Alphatar Games,
and
published
Cubicle
by Cubicle 7.
Now, remember, one of the common things that Chaosium really likes to work heavily on for any of their settings is to have historical accuracy, which is why you have literally 7 or 8 books just on the 1920s for Call of Cthulhu to get the setting properly in the various different areas of the United States and Europe.
I would
so
hate...
So I'm not surprised.
Well, the thing is, it's not a Chaosium book.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
So I'm not surprised, though, that it's heavily accurate in its historical manner.
I would hate running
it's just a
this,
system
though.
Oh.
Why?
Because... there's so much.
Yeah, I can see that.
But I mean,
it
looks like
stuff
even
from
if you're
it.
A guy like me who's into Roman history and into
right.
that sort of thing,
you would
this would be
it.
Something just to pick up, just to read for just the interest
oh yeah, that's
value.
That's
yeah.
I picked that up and I just read it from beginning to end.
Honestly, I am such a goober. I would actually go back into my Roman lessons, my Latin lessons, and start brushing up my Latin to run the game in Latin because I'm just that much of a goober.
Oh yeah, you are a goober.
And also the maps are just neat.
Yeah,
you know,
it looks very cool. Very cool. All right.
I recommend it. I would.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.